Blinken traveled to Latin America to attend the Organization of American States General Assembly. That is a United Nations-style organization that was formed in 1948. At the completion of the summit, the 35 member countries adopted the Lima Declaration titled, Together Against Inequality and Discrimination. During his remarks in Lima, Blinken said, in his words, when all communities have equal access to development, all of society benefits, and because more equal democracies tend to be more stable and secure partners. The Lima Declaration describes its goals within the diversity, equity, inclusion framework. It is a framework that is criticized for favoring diversity over merit and an assumption that white people are inherently racist. The declaration focuses on economic issues, climate change, and bolstering inclusion for minority groups, especially around gender. It states that there is a need to achieve significant financing increases and investment from a wide variety of public and private sources. It also calls for international development cooperation to achieve diverse, fair, and more prosperous societies. American taxpayers fund nearly 50% of the Organization of American States budget, which in 2023 is set to be more than $90 billion. Regional analyst Orlando Gutierrez Boranat told the Epoch Times that a consolidated North American region could offer mutual economic benefits and create regional stability. However, he says a supranational union of that sort must be based on solid principles of freedom and democracy, not on what he calls the absurd ambiguity towards the tyranny of, for instance, President López Obrador in Mexico. Some critics of Mexico's president believe the country's democracy is fragmenting under Obrador. They cite the silencing of critics, defunding regulatory agencies, and looting state-controlled trusts. The same week Blinken was in Peru, he met with Colombia's newly elected leftist president, Gustavo Petro. Petro is a former member of the M19 guerrilla group, which was a 1970s-era Marxist organization. They discussed climate action, the migration crisis, and a holistic approach to countering narcotics trafficking in the region.